That is my opinion. Evolution is a fact.
So what proof have you got?
Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, common sense.
Wow, that all sounds highly... I'm actually lost for words, but that doesn't give me proof that we've evolved.
Yeah, it actually does.
But a human can only create another human.
Yep, that's what evolution teaches.
No, evolution teaches that we came from a lesser state, i.e. the what they called...
Yeah, exactly.
Half monkey creatures.
No, there are no half monkey creatures, but no, yeah, you're exactly right. That's how evolution works.
But there's no evidence of them.
Yeah, there is. Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, and common sense.
No, a human.
No, not no. The genetics, human. The genetics confirms
a
evolution.
Monkey is a monkey.
So does the fossil record.
Fossils have got nothing to do with humans.
Yes, they do, because there are fossilized remains of humans and human ancestors.
You stumbled across something there that maybe there are fossilized humans out there or giants, but not so much that, you know, a rabbit and a horse can make a zebra.
Who told you that a rabbit and a horse can make a zebra? Because evolution would never say something that stupid.
But evolution suggests that we have come from something else.
No, who told you that?
I came from my... Are you suggesting that your mother's mother's...
This is really weird how you're not answering the question. You've been asked a question, which is, who told you that a rabbit and a horse created a zebra? Who told you that?
I'm saying that is basically what evolution is suggesting.
No, it has never suggested that, ever. So where did you hear that information from?
I am making a suggestion.
Oh, you made it up. Okay. So in the future, don't make things up. Go with the actual evidence.
Okay. So explain to me how, if the Big Bang is fact, how...
No, we're talking about evolution.
How a devastating... Well, I thought we were going to go through them all. I was just trying to move along.
We will after the first hour is dedicated to evolution. So...
Okay, that's fine. I respect that. It's a shame though, because there's so many topics here to discuss.
Yep. All life is related. Evolution confirmed.
Sorry?
All life is related. Evolution confirmed. So how do you deal with that?
All life is connected.
Related, not related. Connected.
Well, I suppose
related.
It's the same thing, isn't it, really? We're all connected.
All life is related. Yeah.
So yeah, as I say, it's a shame because I'd have liked to have moved on to discuss the other points, but I don't know how we're going to see.
We can do that when you concede that evolution has been proven.
That's the thing, is that both evolution and creation cannot be proved.
No, they can.
So it's a question of how you perceive things, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Go on.
Well, the reality is, from where I'm coming from, is that two humans cannot create something other than another human. So,
yep, that's what evolution teaches.
How
congratulations.
Do we evolve? Sorry, say that again.
Evolution teaches the exact same idea. So, congratulations.
No, because evolution from the days of being at school gave you these images of how we went from what would be a subordinal primate to a human being.
And the process, always involves something giving birth to something that's the same species. Excuse me.
It's just absolutely demonic. because demonic. They teach,
interesting.
When I was at school, do you think they taught evolution and creation, but yet you can't have both.
Anyways, do you think that 5,000 years ago people spoke English?
I believe 5,000 years ago we all spoke the same language.
Yeah, that's false, but whatever. So irrelevant.
That's your opinion.
Do you think that people spoke English 5,000 years ago?
I do not. I believe that our language has evolved. There you go. I'll give you that.
How did that happen? Did somebody give birth one day and the baby popped out and started speaking English and the parents were like, oh no, I don't know what it's saying because we don't speak English. Do you think that that happened?
Can you repeat the question? Because I think that's.
Do you think that a person gave birth to a baby one day and that baby spoke English and the parents didn't know what it was saying because they spoke a different language?
No, the baby would learn from their parents the language.
Wait a minute, but then how did English ever appear? Because 5,000 years ago, nobody spoke English.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
That is
with
a
really simple answer. It evolved gradually.
Well, there is a very simple answer. That as we try to ascend to the heavens, the Tower of Babel,
it
was at that moment that language was then severed into multiple.
Unfortunately, even if that idiotic story were true, it wouldn't prove your point because after the Tower of Babel event didn't occur, still nobody spoke English. So it's not the origin of English.
But you weren't there at the time, so how can you say?
Because we have written records of the languages that people spoke back then, and
written
English
records.
Isn't one of
Bro,
them.
I can't even get books from 200 years ago. So
you can't even read books from 0 years ago, I bet. Not without your finger tracing every word.
I comprehend certain texts, I'll give you that much.
No, I don't think so.
I know the name of my creator in multiple different languages, ancient texts.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
How did English come up? How did people start speaking English? How did that happen? Because even after the Tower of Babel, which didn't happen, nobody could speak English.
If we were all speaking one language and we were all heading to the heavens and the Almighty wanted to stop it, what is the easiest way to do that? You create confusion by not understanding what the other or comprehending what the other person is actually uttering.
It's your claim that after the Tower of Babel event happened, that there were people speaking modern English.
I wouldn't say we were speaking modern English because we know that English has evolved over the centuries as well.
Great. How did English evolve?
That's a very good question. To be fair, I haven't really gone into it that far.
Right. So what happens is every single
the letter J, sorry,
group
just
of people,
short, the letter J
their children speak the same language. What happened was every single generation of people, the generation after them speaks the exact same language, but they maybe add some words or maybe they stop saying some words. And when you accumulate those changes over huge periods of time, you get this language at this period of time being a completely different language from this language thousands of years ago, yet every single transmission along the way was done by somebody speaking the same language to the next generation. Voila, languages evolve. And so that's how evolution happens. It's not a turtle doesn't give birth to an orangutan. That's not how it happens. That's not even Pokemon. That's something completely different. That's not how it happens. Every species gives birth to the same species, yet over time, across huge amounts of time, when you look at either end of the timeline, this species and that species are different. If you understand the language thing, which I know you do, then you now understand the evolution thing.
your perception of evolution and the way that you describe evolution is not how the mainstream puts it out there.
Yes, right? It is, because I was a science teacher for 10 years. I am absolutely mainstream. I have been I was educated in public school. I was then educated at a public university. I then got a second degree at a public university. And I got all my training. I got training from the state. I got certified by the state with all the standards and knowledge that are required to teach this. So I am the mainstream. I'm as mainstream as it gets.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So,
and guess what? I taught it exactly the way that I just told you.
That the generations below me, when I hear them on the street talking, they have created their own language. We created our own language back in the day. Wagwan blood, for example. You know, it's just
what
these things. It's just, come on, man. We've created our own language. So how can you then say that creation is fiction? We create by definition.
Wow. Are you a magical man in the sky with supernatural powers?
I do not have supernatural powers, and I'm not a
magical
man.
Wow, okay. Do you know what a category error is? There's no way you could even spell either of those words. Why did I say that? So you're not God.
I am certainly not God. I am mortal.
Right. So that's how a category error works.
What do you mean?
It would be pointless for me to describe it to you because you still wouldn't get it. So what do you want to talk about next?
That's very insulting, but by all means.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about evolution for an hour. I'm waiting until we move on to the Big Bang.
Yeah, let's keep talking about evolution, but I'm not the one that doesn't know anything and has the wrong opinion. That's you. So I want to know what you think.
You'd like to know what I think about what? Sorry, because I was talking as you were speaking.
About evolution.
Repeat the question, please.
Okay. Let's actually, I didn't have a question. I just want to hear your thoughts about evolution. But we're going to go back to what you just said about evolution and the Big Bang being the same thing, because this is extremely stupid. So I take it you're a Christian, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
What do you believe in?
I believe there's a creator, but I certainly don't follow the doctrines of modern day Christianity.
Sure. I'm going to use Christianity as an example because it'll still work. So you know how on Easter they celebrate the birth of Jesus?
As far as I'm aware, that's actually the celebration of the goddess Ishtar. But by all means,
it's not.
I'm referring to Easter.
It's not. Bede wrote that Ushtar. There was Ushtar month and there was a goddess Ushtar. Bede wrote that in like the 7th century or whatever, but there's zero evidence outside of that single claim that that's the case at all. But you know how on Easter they celebrate the birth
of fertility? That's what
Easter is. Christian, but anyways, you know how on Christian Easter they celebrate the birth of Christ?
That's what you're talking about.
I'm literally talking about Easter. If I was talking about Passover, then I would have said Passover. How fucking stupid are you?
But Messiah did Passover.
Buddy, do you know how on Easter they celebrate the birth of Jesus?
That's Passover. The Christian.
You're so unfucking believably stupid. I think that if we added your IQ to the IQ of every person on the planet, we would get a negative number. That's what we're dealing with here. So I'm gonna have to ask you a different question because you're too fucking stupid. Do you know how on Christmas they celebrate when Jesus was crucified and then resurrected? Unmute yourself and address that new question. He doesn't know how to unmute himself. Oh, bro did not graduate. He did not get a passing class in his life skills class in primary school.
How about now?
Okay, there we go. So,
there we go.
Are you aware that on Christmas they celebrate the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus?
But I told you, bro, you tried to link me to Christianity. You assumed that I was a Christian, and you hit a brick wall.
Yeah, no, that's not what happened. I'm just asking you a question do you know what is celebrated on Christmas? You're muted again because you're being unbearable. Do you know what they celebrate on Christmas? Unmute yourself. Try to remember your life skills class and how they taught you that you can... I don't know what they teach in that class, like very basic skills. Jesus fucking Christ, he can't unmute himself. You literally can't unmute yourself? Like, you don't have the ability to do that?
Why do you keep muting me? Seriously.
Because you're not engaging in the conversation. What do Christians celebrate on Christmas?
That's a very good question. I do not know actually what they celebrate most of.
You absolute fucking houseplant of a human being. And I say human being in quotation marks. May your bloodline end with you. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.